Hey, this is Cindy Harmon with Real Walk. Did you know we now have a number where you can text me? It's a fun way to stay connected. If you have any questions or comments about an episode or just anything in general, I'd love to hear from you. The number is 662-597-1738. Hey, y'all, what's up? I hope y'all are ready for today. I hope you're ready to wrap up this season. Y'all, we call this last episode Not for the Faint of Heart because it's just that. If you don't want to really get honest, then you may just want to just stop right here. No, seriously. I went back through the episodes of this past season and I chose a few questions that I really think need to be addressed. So grab a pen and paper and let's just get started. Let me ask you this. Have there been times in your life where there were twists and turns? What I mean is, have things not turned out like you thought they would? How'd you handle those tough times? Y'all, each and every one of us have had to go through hard stuff at one time or another. But when you went through those times, or maybe you're going through them now, did you trust God through it? Could you see His hand at work? Y'all, remember, He allows those hard times because He wants us to trust Him. And this, during those times, this is when He's molding us and making us who He wants us to be. And I know this is a lot easier said than done. Believe me, it's taken me about 50 years to get this. And sometimes I still don't always get it. But that's where those godly friends step in and speak truth into my life. And they remind me that God has a plan. And no matter how hard it gets, that He's working everything for my good. And that's the same for you. He's working everything for your good. So if you get rerouted, like I talked about at the beginning of this season, call out to the Holy Spirit. Ask Him to help you not to be angry or upset or even disappointed when your plans change. It's, y'all, it's just like when we're headed out on a trip and we have to use our GPS. Remember to trust. Just like we trust that GPS, trust Him. Trust Him. Okay, next question. In one of the episodes this season, I talked with a couple who are absolutely on fire for God. But for many years, they said they were just like going through the motions. I think they referred to it as playing church. So here's my question. Are you playing church? Are you going to church on Sundays and living your life the rest of the week the way you want to? Y'all, when we're truly saved, and I do mean truly, when we're truly saved, our life isn't ours anymore. We give up everything and He has control. That means everything we say or don't say, everywhere we go or don't go, every decision we make, y'all, must be filtered through the Holy Spirit. Y'all, we should be following Him so closely that we can hear a faint little whisper from Him. If you feel like you've been, quote unquote, playing church, stop. Stop and pray and ask the Lord to help you get serious about your walk with Him. Let's be obedient. Let's delight in reading the Word. And then, y'all, let's just sit back and watch Him work. Now, that's good stuff right there, y'all. I'm going to get right to I'm going to get right to the point with this next question. Are you taking risk for the Lord? Are you stepping out of your comfort zone? I guess what I'm trying to say is, are you doing hard stuff for the Lord? Y'all, I get it. It's so easy to sit back and just be comfortable. You know, we can be like, well, I go to church and I'm a good person. You know, I just don't have to do all that extra stuff. But y'all, we can be deceived. Hang on a minute. No, we are deceiving ourselves if we think we never have to get out of our comfort zones. Y'all, the Lord wants us to trust Him. And if He puts a thought in our mind to do something to further the kingdom, then we don't have an option. We must be obedient. And like I said, I get it. It's hard to do hard stuff. This podcast is hard. But seriously, maybe there's something you know you should do, and the thought of it just scares you to pieces. Step out in faith. Y'all, if we're only doing things in our own strength, then we're never relying on the Holy Spirit. You remember the episode about Rahab? Y'all, the day Rahab helped those spies, she risked everything. That's one of my favorite stories of courage. So go back and listen to that episode again. I think it's called Harlot to Hero. Come on, y'all. Let's pray for courage to do everything He wants for us. Y'all, I hope these questions have caused you to stop and think, and not just think, but to actually do something with it. As I said last week, I'm going to be taking just a few short weeks off. So use this time to catch up if maybe you're behind, or hey, share a real walk with a friend. I would love that. All right, one more thing real quick. Please pray for me. Pray for me as I finish up this next upcoming season. I promise you don't want to miss it. I'm so excited about it. And also, be on the lookout for some fun, exciting stuff coming up. Hey, I love y'all a whole bunch. Bye. I'd love for you to subscribe and maybe even leave a review. Y'all, it's absolutely free. And this way, you'll get a notification each time we have a new episode.